אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello, זאת איילה, זה לא מוולונגונג.
אה, אוקיי.
אפשר לדבר? אפשר לדבר?
איילה, can you speak English? We are in Shalom, Australia now.
Ah, but no worries, mate. I will speak English very well. I do my best.
Because we've
Shalom,
got...
Shalom to everyone and all the listeners of Australia. And Chag Sameach v'chatima tova.
Thank you, Ayala.
Meshana tova.
Tell me something. How are you coping with the lockdown?
Well, praise the Lord, this year it's not the same as last year, and there's a big difference. I'm getting some support workers, and they do help me around the house and the garden and to lift up my mood. I feel like everyone else, we all locked down and been confined to our homes. We can only move around 5 kilometers. And no more. And we've been in a curfew too. And every time I want to go for a walk, I have to run back home. 8:45.
Are you in one of the, in those areas that, but I think they canceled the curfew now. But where do you live now, Ayala?
We are in a district of Parramatta.
Right, right. So you had it even more difficult than other districts in Sydney. So...
Yes.
So you had the curfew for a long time. That is correct. But did you manage to go out for some exercise and fresh air?
Yes, I live in the area that has been carved into, a bush forest, like houses been built into bushes, into reserves. And it's very quiet area, and everyone keeps to himself. And there is a lot of tensions between the neighbors, everyone blaming each other for making noise. If you try to build something or you get the gardener or handyman, they start complaining and calling the police. And it's not a comfortable situation. And I feel that I live in a hostile environment and toxic environment. And I feel that everyone feels what I feel. I'm sorry, Nita, I'm getting a bit emotional, but this is not the way of Australia. It's not the face of Australia that was 30 years ago. Everyone was friendly, welcoming, good day, mate, good morning, how are you? Today, everyone locked in.
Well, this is the first time ever that we experienced pandemic. We never experienced it before in our lifetime. That last time that there was a pandemic that was 100 years ago, and the government's doing as much as they can to prevent casualty, prevent the hospitals being clogged with patients. And I think now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel with so many people are getting vaccinated. Ayala, were you vaccinated? Are you feeling sick?
Well, just to tell everyone, yeah, I got vaccinated from June to July. So I tell everyone, if they worry, like if I walk in a park and, you know, I see people walking with a dog, and I said to them as friendly, you know, because they are neighbor, I said, I'm fully vaccinated, microchipped and de-sexed, and I'm waiting for adoption.
Well, I'm very happy that you haven't, Ayala, you haven't lost your sense of humor, even that you're sounding that you're a bit sad and upset with the lockdown, as most of us are. Did you feel the Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, did you have a sense of Jewish holidays this year?
We didn't feel anything. And when the Rabbi Kochavi, Roni Kochavi, God bless him and his family, he conducted a Zoom every Friday, 5:00, and we had the Rosh Hashanah Zoom. But you don't feel it when you're at home and looking at the rabbi praying. It's not really real life here. There is no the sense of a festival, Jewish festival, high holidays, Yom Kippur, Gurnish, Zilch, nothing, nada. How should I say? It's really sad. It's really very, very sad. And I feel sorry for elderly people who used to go and visit the shul, or any lonely people or isolated people. I mean, I can deal with, I have a bird that I look after. I have budgies that I got to give to look after. But what the other people going to do? The sick people who are laying in bed and no resources, no help. I see all my neighborhood, they're elderly people. And they're living with depression, major depression.
Well,
I don't know. I never had, sorry, Nita. I never had a phone call from Jewish Care. There is no packaging like they're announcing on the radio. I did speak to Renata. She said we're not doing any. The packaging is to get a edge care, to get a carer to your home. This is in the packaging. No package to feel the essence of the Chagim, the high holidays, the festivals, like to send at least a bottle of wine or honey that like they used to do. The apple I can get from the tree. You know, I go to the Etz Hadaat and grab
again,
an apple.
Again, I'm really happy that you haven't lost your sense of humor. You go to get an apple from Etz Hadaat. This is the biblical tree in the Garden of Eden she's talking about. We've got, Ayala, we've got another listener. We've got a gentleman, I think Malcolm, on the line. And thank you so much for calling. And I hope that we'll talk in better times and keep on listening to us, Ayala. And
Nita, sorry to cut you off. I've been listening to you since you started, and the guy before you, Lachmi's name. It was a pair. They lived in Fairfield, and he used to broadcast SBS in Hebrew 3 times a week. I've been loyal to you for at least 35 years that I've been here. I've been listening because you are my connection. You are my bloodline to the land of Israel, to the Holy Land. And I'm really sorry that I left Israel and I came here. I betrayed everyone. I came here with 2 suitcases and I need to go back home. There is nothing here to show you the even a flag or mezuzah or anything is written on a wall. It's not going to help you and save your life. This is a dead sentence with that COVID, but the life in Australia is finished for me. You know,
Ayala, cheer up. We already, most of the population, including you, been vaccinated. So there is hope for you. There is hope for Australia. I think that in October, they will open New South Wales. They will open Sydney. You'll be able to go out and meet people and have connection with people. And thank you so much for your loyalty, listening to us for so many years. And I really, really appreciate your call. And if we can make you happy, this is really a big thing for us here at SBS. That's why we are here, to keep you in touch with the community, to keep you in touch with things that are important to you in Hebrew and also in English. Thank you so much, Ayala, for calling. And we'll go to the next listener.
Hello.
Hello, you are on air.
Hello, Nitsa. It's Mel from Port Macquarie.
Ah, from Port Macquarie. Wow.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Listen, who is from Port Macquarie?
It's Mel from Port Macquarie. The weather up is wet, not too good today. A lot of COVID around, everyone hiding at home.
So how are you coping? Have you been living always in Port Macquarie, or did you move from Sydney?
I moved from Sydney about 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago from Sydney, from Cabramatta.
Ah, right. And you're listening to us?
I'm listening to you. I listened to you for about 3 years now.
I'm pleased that you find it interesting.
Very interesting.
And how are you coping in Port Macquarie with the lockdown and the corona?
It's terrible. We can't go anywhere. We can't do anything. We've got to stay at home.
And no good. Have you got family and friends in Port Macquarie?
Yeah, I've got family. I've got my mum up here. My dad passed away last year, so that wasn't real good for me. But I've got my little dogs, and that just makes me happy.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because I hear that so many people adopted dogs during Corona, and I hope that we continue to look after the pet, because after when the borders open and we'll be able to travel, because a lot of my friends suddenly are looking after puppies.
Yeah, I love puppies. I've got a red cattle dog and a sausage dog named Arnold.
That's so one. Beautiful. So they keep you company, your dogs?
My puppy dogs, yeah. I had a bad accident a couple of years ago, and they've been like my companion dogs.
Right, right.
I was on my way to work, and I broke my back and my neck in a car accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And they've been my best mate since then. I've always been with them. They've always been with me. I love them.
Can I ask you if you can please email me? So I'll have your email address so we can send you a gift voucher. And thank you so much for calling. Keep on listening to us. And I hope we make a little bit of difference to your life. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think that everything will open and we'll just have to live with Corona. We'll have to be vaccinated and know how to live with that. And thanks so much for calling.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.